Shanti. And today, what you have to do, you will ask some questions. God is omnipresent. Yes. Good point. I was telling you how to explain this. Before God comes soul. Second is God. First, soul is omnipresent. In last, there was a dialogue in Gyan Sarovar in the month of July. One well-educated sannyasi, he came very young and well-educated. All type of education he has taken. And he want to meet, he has discussed with me 2 hours. And he was so firm that in that body also there is a soul. Soul is everywhere as even that body. Yes. And he was so firm and with full authority he was telling, not ordinary like this way. 2 hours we have discussed. And after discussion, just I went alone with walking. We came one point, that is clarity. Then suddenly I was thinking, on what ground he is telling? There must be some background behind it. What is that? What is that authority he is speaking? And suddenly the answer came one by one. So when I was childhood, I read one thing, the Shankaracharya, he said, the world is nothing, only light is there. First thought came, only light is there. Suddenly second thought came, yes, it is right, science has proved nowadays. Yes. In each atom, there is electron, proton, neutron. Yes. But this is physical energy. There are 2 energies. One is physical energy, one is spiritual energy. Physical energy is everywhere else. Each corner, each atom. But it is, we cannot say, just only clarity in words. They say it is soul because they do not know what is that metaphysical energy. What is that spiritual energy? Now Baba said that there is a spiritual energy that is coming here and using this physical energy. Yes? So that is spiritual energy is different. That's why they say somebody came and somebody has left. Otherwise who has left? No death at all. That energy is here only. Only change. So there is no word death and birth. Energy is here. So till they are also telling, somebody has left. Who has left? What is? It is metaphysical energy. It is spiritual energy. For that we call soul, but they do not know. In scriptures it is not explained. So whom they call soul is physical energy. It is everywhere else. What they are telling is right. I said, what you are telling is right, 100% right, but only name, difference in name. We call that energy is physical energy, which is not having any feelings. There is another energy. Where is that energy? He said, yes, that energy is coming and you are operating, using this body. Whenever that, so that energy do not want to use this energy, that energy will leave. So that energy is having feeling. Thinking power. So we call that metaphysical or spiritual energy. When you explain like this way, because nowhere it is explained nowadays, anywhere else, even if you see the scriptures, there are 2 energies. So here question solves. And they accept that the soul has become pure, perfect, he is God. Actually, Shiv Baba is also a soul. This is only soul he is. He is a star. He is a light. We call, in comparison, he is superior. So God. Otherwise he is also Atma, soul. In the form, both are in same form. He is also star, we are also stars. Only difference in powers. Because we are coming in cycle, that soul is not coming in cycle. In this reference they say everywhere else. So we have to easily explain them. Just in the month of July, this question raised. This year, there are 3 points we have done new researches. This is one. How God is everywhere else, all is to say. Now, before that, Atma is everywhere else. This is one. Clear? Convinced you all? Anybody want to argue on this? Anybody? That means, what is that? There are two energies. One is called metaphysical or spiritual energy. Another is physical energies everywhere else. Nowadays, in everything, even that blood body also, yes, is what is going right. In each particle, each atom, electrons, protons, neutrons are there, energy is there, but it is physical energy. We have to differentiate. Okay? Now. Any more? Clear to you? Convinced? What? Because whole world is coming here asking many things. And you must be ready to say, you cannot say it is right and it is wrong. You have to, even if it is wrong, we have to find out the positiveness. What is right then? Now one more clarity we require. Always we say, we have to think, food influence on the mind. How? Mind, soul is energy. And it is physical energy. How, where does it interlink? You have to keep it scientific. Just to say, food influence on the mind, science nobody will accept. It will say, oh, what is this foolishness? It is physical, and that is different, it's energy. Where there is interaction, where there is influence, that scientifically you have to prove it. Third point, we say for meditation, why celibacy is important, meditation, soul has to do meditation. We get the information, on the basis of knowledge, we have to travel. Why spiritual and physical energy is necessary? Where it is used? How it is used in meditation. And scientifically you have to prove it, not as it is. Then only people will realize, yes. Just you say, it is only your faith, it is different. They say, blind faith, just you say. Those who are having faith, they will accept. If scientists, there are some, they will ask you, what is it, how it is, where it is. How there is a link. That you have to prove it. No? So, you ask now any more questions? Now come to the Murli point once again. So Baba said in this Murli which you have read just now, it is the embodiment. Who will explain what is embodiment? When you sit in meditation, Baba said we churn, we listen, we explain the thing. The thing is there. You have to experience. Not only experience, we require authority of that experience. Is it? So what is this? Huh? How to become? Because when I'm sitting here, I say, mind is telling, I am a soul. How to become? For that what I have to do? The process must be there. Now when I say, I am a soul, finish. So for to become that what I have to do? Who has to experience? Huh? The soul is telling that I am a soul. So who has to get clarity is important. You clarify, analyze. There are many powers. Which power has to do what? Which power is doing what? And which stage is called that I am becoming that? At the time, what you feel, what must be the my status, condition? Can you explain all these things means you know this. Yes? What is that? Accept. So when I say I am a soul, who accept this? Soul accept. Who is telling that I am a soul? Who is talking this? Mouth is talking? Who is talking, telling that I am a soul? And who accept that I am a soul? Huh? Intellect accept. So accept. So whenever you say anything, intellect will accept. So why? When you are telling I am a soul, intellect will accept? So what will do? So, to accept, to make the intellect, to accept it, what we have to do? Huh? How to experience? The intellect has to experience, no? The intellect has to, how you convince that intellect, how you prepare the intellect to experience? What we have to do for that? What process, huh? Yes, so if you are explaining to intellect that I am a soul, soul is this, you explain, so intellect will get convinced. Yes? Okay, intellect gets convinced, so what is next? If suppose by chance, intellect gets convinced, yes, I am this. So what is at that time? Huh? Realization will be there. So after realization, what will be there? You become, huh? you experience, you feel, yes, I am this. When you are feeling means, so what is not there? If you are feeling that what you say, so what is not there? No doubts. Good. Now, because when I ask you, many things will come. Is it? So, when you are in black, accept no doubt that I am body and soul. I means soul, no body. No body means no body feeling will be there. Is it? You never feel I am a body. Is it? I went in like accept. Now sometimes intellect accept partially, partly. And partly intellect never accept. Sometimes a dull intellect. Yes? Not dull, and sometimes a sharp intellect. Yes? Intellect is there. But some part is working. Some portion is working. Percentage it is working. So when you say partially, partly mind intellect accept, yes, little feeling. Till 50% feeling of body is there. 100% not fully convinced. Is it? 100% of the convinced is there. When you convince fully, means that is called perfect bodiless stage. Perfect soul conscious stage. No feeling of body. Now you feel that we are sitting on sofa? You have feeling? Think. You never think where you are sitting. You are sitting just tall. You are sitting on golden chair. Or chair of leather, you know? No, you are sitting just all. You do not know if this chair is made of what. You never think. No feeling. Is it? Similarly, it is dead. So we must feel, yes, I am part of light. No feeling of body. No awareness. Because mind, say, intellect, accept this. Yes, I am this. That is embodiment. And that embodiment, when you are, How many seconds you are holding it? That full awareness is there. For 1 minute, 2 minutes, awareness is there. When awareness is still more, so we say, I have authority on that. How many minutes? How many seconds? You continue that stage, that is authority. So whenever you want, whenever you sit, you can apply that. You can sit on that stage. Now, when you say, you feel it, but not long time. Is it? Intellect never convenes fully. You cannot be embodiment. You cannot stay in that stage for 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 1 minute. Some other thoughts are coming. I mean, there is a margin, not 100% convenes. 100% convenes and we are in that stage means, it is called authority on that stage. So Baba said this, we require authority of each self-respect. Each point you take, sit. Now a little awareness is there, little feeling, yes, I am peaceful soul. But 1 second, not peaceful. Some other thoughts are coming. Yes, not peaceful, little feeling is there. Yes, 1 second peaceful, suddenly other thoughts are coming. How many minutes I can be peaceful mind and intellect? No, nothing is, no shaking. That when you observe how many minutes, how many seconds. So if it is long period, then we can say we have authority, we can hold it. We can hold your mind and sanskars. And intellect is just experiencing that, being that. But we have to count, that was Baba telling, how many minutes we can hold. That authority is necessary. If you have the authority, so any time, any situations, we can activate that authority. Now we have awareness, but not full authority. There is a difference. Is it? So now anybody will convince me how you will convert that experience into authority. What will you do for that? The experience. If you want to hold it for long period, what will you do? What do? For what? For you to do something. So what is that? Huh? Effort. What is that effort we'll do? It's not a physical effort. How to enjoy? Because we know we want to hold it. Still, it is very subtle, no? Just like a mercury. You cannot hold it. It is very subtle. Still, we have willpower also. We want to stay in that stage. You like it. Still, what effort we have to do? That what you will do, how to maintain, to keep that maintenance. But something you have to do it for that. What is that? Huh? Concentrate on that. still more, what you have to do? Churn on that. Little bit. And more. Because sometimes when you are churning, some other things also come. That's not churning. Mind control. Mind control is there. Because experience, intellect has to do. And intellect is very subtle. Is it? Many experiences are there. Any experience may emerge. So what you have to do? What practice? How you will tell, in other words, how you will convince. In other words, again and again, you talk to intellect. Keep intellect busy. Yes, I am this. If you are living free, the intellect will emerge another thing. Because many things are there. So you have to convince, you have to, you said concentration. It's okay, but how, what is the concentration? I just have to focus on that. But what happens, we do not like to allow. But till there is a leakage. So it is not a physical thing that we can put a brake, we can control. It is very subtle things. Just subtle means slight leakage will be there. So if you are constantly observing on self, so you will find that yes, leakage is there. Suddenly you will convince self-observation is necessary. In other words, concentrate on self. Then you have that full attention, but this is not always possible. Sometimes when you are sitting with full attention, if you practice this for a long period, then we will have authority on that. Otherwise, what we'll do, today we practice something, tomorrow we practice some other things. There is no mastery over one subject. Okay? We require mastery over one point, one subject. That we never do. Today morning, when you are listening only, we like that point, some one point. You turn on that. You practice. So after 1-2 hours, you will get another class. So another new point you get. We think on that. Tuning, you will get another point. So there is no mass constant effort for long period is important. When you achieve full mastery over that point, yes, anytime I can be embodiment, I can stay in that. So long effort is important. Is it? And any more? So you will explain how food influences on the mind. She is asking, yes. How food influences? Tell in your own words, you tell. I will define it. You tell in your own, how food influence? Thoughts. How? Mind is thinking, no? Mind is separate, soul is separate, it is mental, physical energy. How that energy is affected? Because physical things never influence, never touch even also. Physical things never even touch the soul. Soul is mind intellect, is it? So how the food is here? Food influence how? Even there is no touch. There is a lot of difference. How food, how you will explain others? Food influence on the mind, we say generally, how it is, what is this going on? So by metabolism, it influences, it stimulates. So it will stimulate only physical things, no? If suppose when you cut the onions, so that what is called sulfuric acid it contains is part tearing physical. That I accept. When you take some sweet, suddenly water will come. Okay, that I accept. It is physical. But on the spirit, how on the soul? Soul is independent, but it is not attached anywhere else. How? Where there is a link with food and soul? The brain. Food we eat, food is here, soul is here, brain is here. The food is not coming here. Blood is coming. Influence. You are coming little bit, you explain more. Anybody? Settle. See, settle how it is, you clarify, no? Just you say settle, nobody will accept. Now I am telling one example, I am talking now to you, very clear words. Behind you, somebody is playing some music. And I am talking very clearly, others are hearing very clearly. You say, oh, I can't listen. What is wrong? Behind you, somebody is playing tape recorder. In your ear, two voices are entering at a time. There is sound pollution. Now, my words are going along with that, somebody is playing, somebody is talking behind you. So, in your ear, two sounds are entering at a time. So, you cannot listen my words clearly. Otherwise, I am talking very clearly. She can listen, she is listening. So, why you cannot listen? Because some other words are interfering. Just mixing. There is a pollution. Sound pollution we call. Is it? That's why you cannot listen very clearly. Okay? Similarly, now question comes. So here this one point must be clear before that. Do you all accept there is a soul inside the body? Once again come to, unless that point is not clear, this point is not clear. Yes, soul is inside the body, anybody can convince, because I learn, I understood. Doctors are telling, if the breathing stops, everything stops. Is it? Where is that soul? How you prove? Scientifically, how you prove it? Because you cannot see, just you say, doctors are telling that if breathing stops, everything stops. Where is the soul? How you say? Because many are telling soul is in heart. Yes? Soul is in everywhere, in each particle. So how you prove it? It is here only. Even soul is here, that's why we feel. They say, why only here? Soul is here, yes, they accept, they have some energy. So feeling is there. How you say only here? Not here. So because when you say, from the heart I am speaking, so soul is here. Huh? Yes, still, soul is there, in subtle form. So do we say, even till we say, I am talking from the heart. So soul is not here, soul is here. How you say here? But soul is here, controlling board is here. Is it? How you say? Who will explain? How you explain in your country, if somebody asks you? Explain, you are explaining. She is explaining in Arabic, I know. That's why I know. I listen, I am catching your vibration. Get up. She is giving very good explanation. Yes. Not this, but intellect is there, soul is there. The question is this. Soul is there. Now, you see, I am giving an example. Now I am talking to you all. Yes, in front of you. While talking, suddenly, one mosquito will come and sit here. And suddenly, I am busy in talking, at that period, my hand will raise and I will sit here. Yes? So who is giving order to my hand to sit here? If you ask any scientist, any those who have science studied, they will say brain has given order. Okay. Open the brain. In brain, there are two things. One is called hypothalamus and pituitary glands. Hypothalamus is controlling the nerve system. If you open and stimulate, you ask any neurosurgeons or doctors, if you open the brain and stimulate the hypothalamus, the hand never shake. So who is giving order? Once again you ask question to them. Who is giving order to hypothalamus? Who? Soul. Where is that soul? That's the question. So where is that? Then you have to tell, where is that soul? How is that soul? Who is giving order? Now the new recent scientists, they are telling, there is some chemical reaction here. Okay, that also we accept. What are those chemicals? Two chemicals are necessary to react? No explanation. They said, just chemical reaction. And what is that chemical? One group of the doctors, they came, they said, there is a chemical reaction is going on. Okay, Amika, which chemical give the name? No chemical, no name for that. Then I give an explanation. Now I am talking here, my sound you can hear. So who is taking my sound from here to there? I am talking here. Who is carrying this sound from here to there? Media is what? Air. Sound waves. Air. If you make vacuum, remove this air. Even though I am speaking here, you cannot listen. Because media is not there. Who will carry? So if you make vacuum, if you remove the air, my sound cannot reach there. So who is in between? Air. Need sound waves. Similarly, here in between these two, in brain, there is a white liquid. In brain, during hypothalamus and pituitary gland, in brain there is a white liquid. What is that white liquid? Now two questions will solve here. So what is that? What you eat food, our physical energy from the spinal cord, that turns from the spinal cord, it is supplied to brain. That is white liquid. That's why when we sit in meditation, if physical energy supply is not there, we feel heaviness. Without petrol, we want to drive the car. Sometimes we get unconscious because there is no supply of energy. So Baba said, one who is pure, he can do meditation. By meditation, we can charge all powers. If physical energy, the supply is not there, physical energy is not here. This is first. Second point, now energy is there, but then this energy is polluted, not pure energy. Mixed with many other minerals, other things. So when the soul is independent, now soul is giving vibration, his vibrations never touch the antenna, so-called nerves, straightway, through this media. That means, if liquid media is not there, these vibrations, how it will catch? These are the five organs, five antennas. I've got a leg, hand, eye, ear, this side five, ten. So here in the middle there is a liquid. How that soul's vibration it will catch? Through this liquid. If this liquid is not pure, if liquid is pure, so what soul is giving message? Straightway we can listen. As it is. Now here there is a pollution, this media is polluted. So when you are giving pure vibrations, it will dilute. And you will get wrong information. So you say, oh, I cannot listen completely. Why? So, do not take onion, garlic, yes, some these chemical things which contains chemical. This energy will be polluted. Just like if your oil is not pure, the machine will get carbon. Yes, this fuel is pure, necessary. So the link is like this way. Soul is giving vibration through this media. By a way, these organs will contain, catch. The hypothalamus it will catch. And it will give message to the organs. So pure food, pure energy. So it is said, how physical food influence. When you know this, then scientists will accept yes. Just to say, food influence how? The vibration, how it vibrations? Yes. So where it is here. Even celibacy also, pure food, pure energy. And vibrations. Mm-hmm. Explain them. That's why it is a soul is there. So in between these two. And it depends on this liquid. Now, this is not, this is called the hypothalamus, this side, and pituitary glands. Pituitary. There are two main glands. One is controlling the nerve system. Another is controlling us. Another is called controlling the, in natural, that's like heart is beating, eye twinkling, this natural system. Yes, there are two systems are there, lower and upper brain they say. But it is two parts, hypothalamus and pituitary glands. Pituitary. Yes, so how it, who, these are in big form and still subtle things are there. But in between this, clarity is necessary. So if you explain any neurosurgeons, you ask them, then they, that's why nowadays the news research is going on now in London, heart death is not complete death. After heart death, brain death is necessary. If both the death at a time, heart and brain death, that is called complete death. Before that, just used to say heart death, finish. No, brain death is also necessary at the same time. Complete death is heart death and brain death. Now research is in London, it is in research. So we require how it is, where is that? What is the function of heart? What is the function of mind? What is the function of intellect? How it works? Can you explain detail this? Because many scientists, many doctors, they require clear concept. Just you say, nobody will accept. They will say, okay. They never ignore also. But you have to keep before them, they convince, yes, this is right. And it is very easy to accept. When they convince how food influences. Why, if you take anything wrong in the food, any chemical, how it influences. Straightway to the brain. Say to our nerve systems. Otherwise it is with spiritual. Can you? Similarly, here also, even there is a pollution in the air. I am talking very clearly. Some other sounds are mixed. So you cannot listen clearly. I am talking very clearly. There is nothing in me wrong. Because those who are equal to me, listening very well. Why you cannot listen? Some other sound is mixed. Sound pollution. Yes? Food pollution. Environmental pollution. So many things are entering at a time. So we cannot get clear voice, clear decision we cannot take. We cannot catch. Baba is giving sometimes, that's what Baba is telling, full stability is important. Then only we can catch. He is giving. Because there is a pollution in us. Here there is a pollution. So pure food is important. Okay? Clear? Because here the whole world is coming asking many things. Nobody likes it as it is. Just to tell something, many sannyasi well-educated people are coming. When you keep your dialogue, program, conferences, from whole world, many countries, people are coming there. There are such things, you have to prove it in clear explanation. Just to say it is this. No. Yes. Liquid. What is it liquid? It is physical energy supplied. That physical energy is essence of the food. If food is not pure, what is created energy is not pure. That energy from that energy convert into sperms. Sperms will convert into the right things and you fully concentrate because Baba said last year, in ordinary meditation, we cannot burn our sanskars. In Jwala Swarup, yes, volcanic stage is important. Why? When you fully concentrate, the energy convert white into white cells, WBC. How this energy can charge works through this spinal cord, it convert into white cells. So those who are doing perfect meditation there are disease proof because they create more white cells. White cells are protecting from the influence of any disease. So conversion is a process which is necessary. We have love for God is different. Yes? But this energy, that's what Baba says, full concentration. As systematically, you use whole change, physical change, mental change, full change is necessary. Yes? Not only mental change, physical change is also necessary. That's why it is said, why early in the morning, 4 o'clock, you do meditation, anytime you can do. All day we eat. More night to sleep, when you're ready, the physical energy is ready, use it for concentration. Is it? Full clarity is important. Why early in the morning? Why in the, some, at 4 o'clock only? My time limit is given. Anytime you can remember. So, for everything, there is a clarity, there is explanation. Sometimes it is explained, sometimes not explained. If it is not convinced, then you have to ask, why not? Why only 4 o'clock? We can remember Baba, he is our father. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Not possible. Anytime you can remember. After all, he is our father. Is it? Because along with that, we are connected to 5 elements. We are in the body. How the bodily conditions are also necessary. We say environmental conditions are also necessary. Yes. Still it is necessary, no? Because where it is here necessary. Because from spiritual to physical body. How the spiritual vibrations will give the physical organs? Through the media is necessary. I am talking very clearly, this sound, here waves are, air is not there. So what will you do? I am free, I for me nothing, I am constantly talking. But air is not here, if you make a vacuum, remove the air. So even though audience you are in front, even though you are very close, we cannot listen very clearly. Because we are dependent on media. Media is necessary. Is it? Independently we cannot do. That's what many times Baba say. Baba, even though he is almighty, he cannot do anything without children. Media, children's help is necessary. Even though I am almighty, I cannot do anything without the help of children. Similarly. Okay, now you ask anymore. Because as now science is progressing, we have to go equally. The science, spiritual science and physical science. Then only we can clarify, we can compete. Otherwise we cannot explain if they ask in that way, in their language. Reincarnation, no? For reincarnation. No, no, very simple one example we have to give. Okay. Whenever somebody is asking about reincarnation, no? Simple explanation. Only one example is sufficient. Now you have to tell them when you are on the bed, when you are taking full rest, sound sleep, some dreams are coming. Such dreams you have not at all seen since childhood to at present. You have not seen such scenes. You have not done such things. Such dreams are coming. They are coming from where? How you imagine? Because you are not seen. We do not know anything. How you imagine without knowing? Yes, how you create them. And here you say, for example, you have never seen what you see. We do not know, you are not seen. But in the dreams, you are looking the scene that you are drinking tea. This scene came from where? If you put this, some actions which we do, imagination is different. I am looking some scene that is different. But here I am doing this action. Such actions you see in the dreams which you have not at all done in your life. This dream came from where? Means, not in this life you have done, definitely you have carried forward from the past life. Otherwise this scene came from where? Find out. Only one example is sufficient to convince. And which you have seen, that is imagination, I accept. I see, but here I am doing that action. That's again, I am drinking tea. Definitely you have done this action, that picture is recorded. When you have done this, see, from childhood to at present, you have not done this action. But from where, definitely you have carried forward. Then you will make them to think. When you can make them to think, they will go inside and they realize. Yes, simple explanation. Because here also many are coming, they say, no, never accept. Then I said, okay. I never get to accept. I keep before you, think on this. Then they think, yes, this is this. This came from where? Then they realize. Because intellect knows everything. Only we have to convince that intellect. Make that intellect to go in the depth. Okay? Any more? Simple explanation. One more example. Of, you may ask, this cycle is about 5,000 years. How it is? Maybe wrong. But I think you see, you have a watch in your hand. No. But you see, others watch, they have, wear, because one cycle is 24 hours. Is it right? But she has wear one cycle of 12 hours. This watch is not accurate. This has to change. Yes? This cycle is not accurate, because one cycle is 24 hours. But she has wear a watch of 12 hours. It is incomplete, it is not right. Because, for our convenience, we have done one cycle of 12 hours. We know it is 24 hours. But for our convenience, otherwise it will be a big arch. So for our convenience, we have done it. Similarly, we know this fan contains three blades. If it takes one cycle, one round, it will take 1 second. And if it is continuously taking, how many hours, unlimited hours which you cannot count. Similarly, this cycle is repeating many unlimited times, but one round of 5,000. So Baba has explained for our convenience, one round. It is after one round, 1 second it will stop. It is unlimited. Even somebody, some are telling lakhs over years, their observing is right. But one round is 5,000 years. People are like, do not, we should not go in that controversy. Yes, dinosaurs, yes. Suppose this piece once gone in the land, it is there, there is no change, no chemical reaction. This instrument never came with any chemical. So it is safe. Many times earthquake took place, still it is there only. This portion is not changed. So it is there. Since many cycles it is there. What is wrong in that? Similarly. And with simple words you have to go. You have to prepare on this. How? For everything clear, simple explanations are there. Because we have, when they convince, then they will go in the depth of it. We give them very clear explanation. Simple. That's what Baba says, easy large yoga it is. Do not make any complications. Okay? Clear? And more. Yes? That's why I said sometimes you have to do chit-chat or question answer. Otherwise one lecture, one way talking. Yes? So two ways is necessary. In New Zealand, who is, anybody is asking any questions? In New Zealand, many are asking many questions. Because there is a combination of Indians and foreigners. So both are there. So they are asking. It is not, that's why I explained, no? When this, and now, I am soul, living, talking. This air is physical. If it is polluted, so my voice, you cannot listen. I am talking very clearly. She is listening very clearly. But you say, oh, I cannot listen. What you say? What you say? Because behind you somebody is talking. Some other vibrations are mixing with him. The sound is mixed. And when you are here, both type of sound is entering. So there is a pollution is here. Mixing is here. So you cannot listen. Otherwise I am talking very clearly. Similarly, soul is giving very good message, direction. But the media is polluted. Food is not pure. Food contains many chemicals. That when this vibration enters, pass through this energy, the message converts. Sometimes media is doing nowadays, outside media. When you, I say something, they use that word in different language, different meaning. So media change my view, my opinion. What will be saying? They will take a different opinion. So media is changing everything. Here is only faith. It's only faith. No change in this. Yes. But here, even though poison is in front of you, and you have that much power, we have that much power, if you eat, take the poison in good faith, so we have power to convert it into positive. Negative, well, that's what Baba is telling in Murli many times. You have that much power. Even negative we can convert into positive. But how to convert that system we never tried. We have to try how you can convert that negative into positive. We have that power, but we never tried an experiment on that. If you do experiment, then you'll realize. Yes? Even though you think any negative things, words, you think it's positive. How? We say this. We listen this, but we never tried in our life. But it's possible. We have that mechanism. We can change. We can say, okay, somebody is getting angry. Okay, let him get angry. Always he gets angry. What is wrong? We take light. Oh, why you get angry? We take serious. Depends on your status of mind. Stage of mind. How you take the words. But we have power to convert. Negative into positive. In which feeling we take. Feeling is because soul is having many powers that we never tried. That's what Baba is telling. Now sit and do experiment on self. Negative into positive. Even though somebody get angry, somebody use some wrong words, how you can change it? For that what we have to, how do we say? Baba is telling, you have to change. You take it in positive way. How to take positive? Think on that. Prepare and try. Somebody get angry on you and you never feel anything, you take very light. When you sit in meditation, never you think, why is he get angry on me? Why is he use such harsh word? That why is coming? Or okay, you forget. Let ask. Even though it is coming, why we ask? Okay, it is her role to play. She has played, what is my role? That preparation is important. Anything more? Any more? What is concentration? Huh? Pure thought is concentration. Any more? Mind is stable, so it is concentration. Any more? I'll give an example. See, I have one book. The same Murli you have it. I look here in front of you. It's my own interest I am reading. I am not looking here and there. I am looking, I am reading. Accurate pronunciation I am doing. And I have not complete the whole sentence. Just I uttered one word. Suddenly you will ask me, what did I just know? Oh, I do not know. Then you will tell me, give attention. Concentrate here. I am looking, I am reading, accurate pronunciation I have done, there is no margin to forget, because I have not complete the sentence, just I utter the word, one word, till I forget, and you get chance to tell me, that give attention, if this attention is available anywhere else, from where I have to bring, what is concentration, what I have to concentrate here, what is missing? If energy is not there, this leather glass never works. It's a dead body. Energy is working. Attention there, I am not looking here and there, I am fully looking here only. If the whole mind, in fact, sanskara is not there, soul is not there, then who will read? The soul is already present, soul is reading. No, nothing is coming, I am looking, I am reading. No waste thoughts, nothing, I am reading. If I have to stop, okay, what you are telling. So I'm eating, how other things, I'm talking to, I cannot eat. But two things cannot be done at the same time. Because I'm talking, even though I can eat also, but I have to stop talking, no? So I'm, when I'm reading, how I will think waste? Mind is reading. So from where the waste thoughts are coming? How to stop? You say, stop eating. Means I have to stop talking first. Then I will eat. Mouth can do two things. I can eat and I can talk. Okay, but if I want to talk, I have to stop eating, no? If I have to stop it, one thing. So here, mind is reading. So what I have to stop? If mind is reading, nothing is going on. So what is wrong? What I have to do? We will say. Experiencing. Vigilant knows it very well. Because he knows it. Because mind is gone reading. Is it? Mind is reading. Who will going to absorb it? Intellect. Is it? So we say dull intellect, sharp intellect. Just memory is an intellect, no? So nobody said us, use your intellect. Mind is gone reading. And intellect is, see, you are telling. So you do not have that courage to tell. Stop thinking negative from your intellect. So intellect is free. While reading, intellect is talking something, thinking something. Mind is gone reading. What I read, who will remember? So there is a definition of concentration means where mind and intellect must work together at a time on one thought. Yes? So mind and intellect both. That's why in India, we never do salutation by one hand, by joining two hands. Two hands you have to join, so soul is also joining two hands. Soul is also having two hands, mind and intellect. Join your mind and intellect. Now you tell me how you bring these two powers together. What is that system? The system is Raj Yoga. What is that system? What is that technique? How you will bring these two powers together? What is that meditation? You know? How to bring these two, now you say Namaste. Yes, how to bring that harmony? Now you say, do Namaste with joining two hands. How? There's a system. Small finger must touch to small finger, big finger must touch to big finger. The systematic joining these five fingers is called Namaste. So how, with what is the system, I have to bring these two powers together? How to bring this to bring to close? Because these two powers are always diverse. How to bring? What is the system? How, with whom I have to make friendship? Intellect, how? What is that word? How you make the friendship? Because intellect will, while reading, intellect will tell you, oh, I have to phone somebody if you accept. Because when I'm reading, suddenly intellect will tell you, oh, 12 o'clock, I have to phone somebody. So if you accept, whatever intellect is telling you, accept. Yes, still, I am obedient to my intellect. But intellect is telling many other things. We say many times it is explained. That is technique of meditation is not, do not know. She knows many, many times she has lived. What was the answer in last year? Batao. I don't know. What is that you tell? What are those questions? You are right. WBC. What, how you bring these two powers together? Who will talk to whom? Oh, do not today in the evening when you sit in meditation, see and do it. So you can see in 1 hour you never have a single thought of waste or ordinary. Because these two powers we have to use at a time. Otherwise what happens? Intellect is here, mind is going. Stop. And suddenly intellect will remind you, suddenly you'll come down. Because both are not going at time. And what you think, who will experience? Intellect is here, mind is going there. So if you create here thought, who will experience? So mind and intellect must be together. From here to Paramdham. How both these powers will walk together with friendship? How you make friendship? So if you want to make friendship with him, you must constantly talk to him. If you leave him, he will make friends with others. Yes? So constantly you talk. Keep him busy. How to keep busy? So constantly you ask him. So when you sit in meditation, from here to incorporeal world, there is a bunch of chain of questions. Mind is asking, who am I? instead of giving reply. Second question, answer may be anything. If you satisfy, so okay. If you are not satisfied, ask, no, I am not this. Ask once again, who am I? Intellect will give answer. Ask second question, if I am so and so, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Fourth, what are my function? What I am doing here? If I am doing something here, then I came from where? Intellect will give answer. Because both are going face to face. So if I have came from somewhere else, where? Oh, from above. So what is above? There is a sun. What is more? Oh, moon is also there. Intellect is reminding you. So above sun and moon, what is there? Suddenly intellect reminds, oh, above sun and moon, above sun and moon, the subtle words. Yes, intellect is in front of you to give answer. So above subtle world, what is there? Oh, on the subtle world, there is incorporeal world. So mind is asking, who is in incorporeal world? Oh, my father Shiv Baba is here. So Shiv Baba is alone? No, I was also here before coming here. You remember yourself, your childhood. So who is Shiv Baba? What he is having? Don't ask questions. Intellect is replying. From here to incorporeal world, there is no margin of leakage. Because you are not leaving your mind or intellect free to think. 1 second if you keep free, just some memory will activate. So there is an interference. So first this action, that's what Baba is saying, it is a sweet travel from here to incorporeal world. This exercise if you are doing daily, then you will have stability. The way is very clear to you from here to incorporeal world. This is the way. So tomorrow, by closing eye also you can go. You know this way because there is a habit. When you have this habit, so you will have mastery over this route. When you have mastery, Baba said in this Murli, suddenly in 1 minute go to your home. So you have seen each day you are going and coming. So you know the way very clearly, you go in 1 second. Otherwise you have not at all seen what is Paramdham. You heard it. So Baba is telling, go to Paramdham. Oh, where is Paramdham? So you go here and there. Because you do not know your home. You heard the name, but you have to find out. So Baba is telling, do this exercise from here to there. Whenever you sit, these 5 questions. Means I am talking to you. So you cannot see here and there. I am not looking her. She is free. What she will do? Idle intact in devil's workshop, looking here and there. When I am talking to you, looking you, I can ask anytime anything. So you are very alert. Yes, so mind is asking intellect. Again and again you ask. Intellect cannot click here and there. If you leave for 1 minute, intellect is having many memories. Oh, I have to do 12 o'clock phone somebody. Oh, somebody is waiting for me. So many things are there. So intellect will slip. So do not allow. This is hold yourself. This is attention. So keep these 2 powers stable. Use these 2 powers from here to incorporeal world. Each day if you are doing 2 times, 3 times, a long practice. One day you will hold yourself there. How many seconds you hold, you stay along with Almighty, so you are connected with the Supreme Energy. That point is charging point. This is travel. 1 hour you sit in meditation, okay, but how many seconds you touch the energy? 1 second. 1 second you have charge. Yes? Do not cut 1 hour, I am in meditation. The charging point is 1 minute. Is it? So how many seconds you connect with the Supreme Energy? Take Baba's speech. Baba is ocean of love. Baba is ocean of pure. So take 8 words are there. 8 seconds you hold yourself Supreme Energy. Since you are charging, you are face to face. So if you are going these 2 ways from here to there, initially there will be interference. Suddenly some thought will come. Not worry. Yes, I have to talk to somebody else. But not now. After 1 o'clock. That means, continue once again. Yes? Many other leakages will come initially. If you practice this, find an intellect, talk to intellect, do not leave. Make friendship with the intellect. Yes? So if you make friendship with your intellect, there is no need of another friend. Otherwise, you want sometimes, if you cannot go alone, you have a habit to talk, you want some company. So company will talk to yourself. You are not alone. Is it? So when you sit in meditation, you feel fully engaged. So this is the technique of sitting full stability, using these 2 powers at a time. So what you think, by chance, mind will create negative thing, thought. Suddenly intellect will say, oh, this thought is not good. Suddenly intellect will remind you. Because intellect is a mirror. Intellect experience. Intellect give decision. Yes? That's why mind is gone. We can create many things. We can go beyond sun and moon. It is one way traffic. So there is no experience. There is no authority. What you think, who will say this is right and this is wrong? Intellect is single. So both must work at a time. So here concentration means there mind and intellect. Now you must remember. I will ask you next year once again. Last year I asked her in Gyan Sarovar, I remember. Last year she was in Gyan Sarovar. Yes, remember? Yes, I asked you, you used to sit in last. Yes, I asked last year also. Now this year do not forget. Do not remember, forget. Huh? I will ask once again. What is concentration? That means, is it right? What I am telling is right? If you have some other opinions, you can tell me. What I am saying is right? Convince?
Yes.
Because, now, why is always? So, no, you can go depth of it. When you say, I am a soul, who am I? Mind will say, intellect, yes, I am a soul. What is soul? Where is soul? What is in soul? So, you go in the depth of that different parts. So, whenever you want to climb this hall, always you have to climb this Shubhava. We want another Shubhava then. Now we get bored talking to him and we get bored. You want new Baha Shubhava then. No, it is not that. Each time he is giving. Because we know his powers. Yes? So it is a system to take your mind and intellect. Each time you take different questions, you go in depth. Yes, you ask many things intellect knows. Because whatever is written in the books, who has written? We are reading others' intellect. We do not have time to read our own intellect. What is written by somebody, same thing is in your intellect also. Only we do not want to do the effort, we want ready food. Is it? If you ask, same answer will come to you. Many things are there. Because we are also children of same father. Convince? Concentration means when you sit in meditation, go with just two powers at a time. Ask question and answer. Otherwise, mind is thinking. Otherwise, you are stable. You are not thinking. Silence. Nil. That is called dead silence. So, our Raja Yoga is not dead silence. It is a sweet silence. We have to walk. These two powers must work. So, there will be a polishing. Otherwise, it is jam. It is talk. So, sometimes we like listening commentary. But your mind is not working. When you go out, you are as it is. We are influenced here in this atmosphere. So when you are free from that, so you are as it is. So Raj Yoga is a systematic effort. You have to use your own powers. This is concentration means where mind and intellect work together at a time on one thought. There you experience and there is concentration. Okay, convinced with this? Clear? Sanskars are there. It is in a box. But mind is intellect is going. When we experience that power, it starts. When you are here, oh, somebody is eating ice cream. You used to eat, you have a habit of eating ice cream. Suddenly when you see, oh, somebody is eating ice cream. Like, your intellect will say, I must please eat. So sanskar also cooperate. Yes, I used to eat, I must eat it. Suddenly intellect is saying, oh, Baba said yesterday, do not eat anything outside. Ice cream is not good for you, it is not necessary, you should not eat. Intellect is having the memory clean, the intellect will convince the habit. And if you are convincing with power properly, so the habit never repeats. Same way, tomorrow once again, when you see ice cream, once again the thought will come. Once again intellect will convince. Again and again when you are convincing, so that sanskar will become weak. One time you are convincing, two times you are feeding, the sanskar will become powerful. Today I convince, tomorrow I have not done meditation, little bit busy. So we feed with ice cream. The sanskar will emerge. Is it? So constantly sanskars will be there. It is a thought, it will come in mind. But intellect, knowledge and power, power will convince, yes, Baba said this, I should not do this. It is not good for me. So Baba telling, observe your thoughts and treat your thoughts. That's why medicine to your thoughts. Now what happens? We have plenty medicine in your pocket, in your bag. And this is also is there. We do not have time to apply that medicine. Just keeping medicine, our disease never gets cured, no? Medicine you have to apply in time. Sometimes you say, oh, morning I forget, evening I will eat, at times two tablets. Morning tablet and evening tablet. Because morning I forget, sometimes we do this. No, in time, then only you get easily cure. A systematic application of knowledge and power is important. Not just collecting the medicine, not just collecting the Murli points, not just collecting the powers, use it. Apply it on your own sanskara, that is important. Not just in meditation sanskaras will going to erase. No, by meditation we charge. By listening, we charge with knowledge. And sit, that's why I was giving you example, the what cow will do, it will go in the ground and very fast it will eat grass and then go and sit below the tree and then start chewing. Is it? And there will be a juice. Similarly also, in 1 hour you listen now many things. It is information. Now while eating you go and sit somewhere else, go for a little walk, talk to you. What is said now? What is concentration? What is mind? What is intellect? How to work? How to use? You talk. Teach once again. Feed once again your intellect. Then intellect gets convinced. Yes, intellect, yes, this is right. Tomorrow, today evening, I have to put into practice. Then that knowledge will come in action. That knowledge is power. And of course, knowledge is light, but as well as it is power also when you use it. Otherwise, you have information. You have not used it. You are not convinced yourself. So no use of this information. That's why it is said, we collect plenty information from the whole world, but we never put into practice because we are not convinced with those information. We listen and keep that only. One by one files are adding. So what you listen, convince your intellect. Feed it in your computer. Once it is fed, anytime you can use it. Convince? What to do? This is necessary. Application. Just doing meditation, you will say sanskaras will going to change. No, you charge the power. By listening, you convince. Yes. By touching electricity, you will get shock. You know this. Information. But you have to, when 10 times, let me see, and if you touch, there will be shock. But you know the knowledge, apply. When somebody is touching, you tell, and you know, I should not touch the electric wire. Apply. When situation comes, with awareness, with full attention, you will touch. Oh, there is a flow of current. I will get shocked. With full attention, you will touch. Similarly, when you know the knowledge, you apply it, you use it in your action. So Baba is telling each day. Yes? Each day Baba is telling different Murli points to apply. But we do not have that habit to apply, to convince yourself. Is it right? Any more? The same thing. This is all different ways. Speed stage or volcanic stage, powerful stage. All these things are same. Names are different because you are connecting with the powerhouse. When you reach Paramdham, now you talk to Baba. Talk means not about anything. Only he is having powers. So you ask Baba, you are my father. I am also your child. So how father, so the child. When I was along with you, I'm just like you. How? I was always pure, clean. When I was along with my father, I was just equal to my father. I realize, I feel, I activate that past memory. Yes? No question, nothing. Because we just compare yourself and Baba. To see yourself and compare. Your childhood and present, compared to the childhood, today I do not have that power. So I came to you, now I am equal to you, I am near to you. Your powers are charging in me, your powers are cleaning. Now I feel that yes, I am nearer to you, equal to you. I am cleaning this, because constantly there is a focus. So like this way you take each power. So how many seconds you hold with him? That is important. There we are charging.
So how much Murli that is clean, divine. So when you listen the Murli, we remember. And when the sanskar emerges, suddenly intellect will apply. Oh, for this medicine, this is this medicine. Clear. But now what happens, we listen, intellect is not clean. So not properly charged. Memory is not there. So we say dull memory. So we have dull memory. Anybody is having it? Because memories are available. If anybody wants, you can give. You want memory? Sometimes you say, I have very dull memory. I cannot remember. Is it right? Yes, if this word is right. Huh? No? Huh? Not right. So somebody, I cannot remember Murli point. He remember very well. We cannot remember. So my memory is dull. His memory is very powerful. Is it right, no? We have very sound memory to remember negative things. And we have very weak memory to remember the positive things, because this our intellect is now made by iron. So iron very easily absorb the iron piece. Even if you give the, even though gold is metal, if you give piece of metal before the magnet, it will work? It will pull? Never. Even though it is metal, because this intellect is made of iron, it is coated with the iron. So unless you clean the pure intellect, that's why we remember. We cannot say, I cannot remember. We remember very well, but only negative things. Is it? Right? So we have a sound memory for negative things. So when you clean it, you will have a sound memory for the positive thing also. The cleaning is important. Okay? How cleaning the process is explained? Now it is explained when you are sitting, talking to you. So you talk to your intellect. So mind is and intellect are doing dialogue. Both are, there is a unity. So when there is a unity, with this unity you take to supreme power, so we clean it, we charge it. Same, you unite it and use it in your study, you absorb study. Unite these two powers, use in your business will be neat, clean, and great. Bring these two powers together and use either in study or in professor or in meditation. Wherever you use, but concentration is necessary. Because nowhere it is defined what is concentration. Everywhere it is said, concentration will give you perfection in action. What is that concentration? Concentrate in your study, we say. What to concentrate? How to concentrate? Because nobody is analyzing. So all the whole world is having faith on science, because science is a systematic study. Analyzing each part, when you say thread, science is doing, analyzing it. It is not thread, it is a cotton. Bundle of cottons become a thread. Similarly here also, when you say soul, what is the soul? Analyze it. What it contains. Soul means what? What is mind? How mind behave? How mind work? Why mind is creating negative? Think on that. It is a research on self. Is it? Or not just listening. It is not ordinary. We have to work. We are the great scientists. This is our meditation. Research on self. Not repetition. Chanting. It is Bhakti Marg once again. But you listen. Same thing if you are repeating. It is chanting. Is it? So here we are not chanting, we are doing research. On the basis of knowledge, we are applying that knowledge. Possible? Or you want, is it easy to teach? Anything more? Yeah. Now, Ikesh, when you ask, who will give answer? Mind is asking. Mind is asking, definitely there's another power will, whatever it may be. So, when you ask, so answer is coming means, from the memory it is coming, definitely. Sometimes you ask such a question, we do not know answer. So we think, someone said 10 years before something on this. Somebody said, when you think, definitely memory, you are searching. Is it? You're searching means there's a memory. What is intellect? So this is technique given. So if you work initially, it is easy for you. When you ask very deep questions afterwards, full concentration will be there. initially now ordinary Christians have been given. Even new souls also, I tell them same thing. I never say that you are a soul. I said you sit and ask, who are you? Yes? But if you tell them, okay, they will accept and finish. Do not tell them, you ask, what is I? He will have 100 questions. Until his intellect ever satisfied with that answer. So we say, when you satisfy with your own answer, that is perfect answer. Answer may be anything. Our purpose is not question and answer. Our purpose is what? These two powers must join together. Unity is power. Unity is strength. Try to bring these two powers together. Otherwise, always these two powers are adverse. Yes. Not churning. Churning means one mind is working. Talking to self. You talk to yourself. Ask questions. Anything comes. Oh, what Baba said yesterday? Last moodly, what Baba said? Ask something. Your intellect is cooperating you. Yes, we never, our Baba said this. Any answer is given. Yes. So you ask, everything you ask, what is the meaning of this? How you are asking others? So you ask yourself. Use your intellect. Otherwise, mostly nobody said, because science has done this. Science has conscious and subconscious. Where is intellect? Now the spiritual knowledge, Baba is telling, I came to give you third eye, divine intellect. Baba came, it was there. We do not know. Baba is giving, telling us, see, you have this power, use it. Yes? So in our meditation, mind and intellect we use. So there is a dialogue system. If you are using this, these two powers are used at a time. Means there is a unity of these two, always. So sometimes we say, even though we think, we never experience. Because experiencing which power that experience, that power is here. It is not along with me, along with mind. There is no unity along with these two powers. This is important. Okay? Now you can see whether there is a unity of these two powers or not. Huh? Permission, please.